The Bush administration says it is prepared to use military force to dismantle terrorist networks such as the one behind last week's attacks. Administration officials have warned Taliban authorities in Afghanistan that they could be targeted with airstrikes if they do not hand over Osama bin Laden. The U.S. military also is reviewing plans for possible special operations on Afghan soil to hunt down bin Laden. NPR national security correspondent Tom Jolton reviews some of the challenges such an effort would face.
For months, defense intellectuals have been rethinking what missions are most likely to occupy the U.S. military in the 21st century. They pondered such questions as how many wars U.S. forces should be prepared to handle at the same time, and where in the world they would fight them. And then there were what some planners call missions other than war: disaster relief, peacekeeping, and fighting drug traffickers. But much of that thinking was made obsolete by the attacks in New York and Washington. Suddenly, a capability to go after terrorists was what mattered for the military. Ian Lesser is a terrorism expert at the RAND Corporation.
In the past, counterterrorism was one problem among many facing our national security planners. It wasn't even necessarily near the top of the agenda. Now it's a dominant problem, and the issue today is to see how we integrate counterterrorism strategy into other aspects of our international policy.
It's not been easy to figure out the military role in the counterterrorism fight. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has pointed out that terrorist groups generally don't have high-value targets that can be bombed. The administration is planning instead to pressure the governments that protect terrorist groups, like the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. The problem is the Taliban may not be worth bombing. Michael O'Hanlon is defense analyst at the Brookings Institution.
It does make sense to go after some major military assets of the Taliban, but most of those have already been relocated, and the Taliban does not rely so much on heavy weaponry as it does on small arms that you can't see from satellite or aircraft altitude.
If airstrikes alone don't stop terrorism, special U.S. commando teams could be sent into the Afghan mountains to hunt bin Laden down. General Wesley Clark, formerly NATO's Supreme Commander, says this is the kind of mission that can make military planners nervous.
There are pitfalls when you engage in this type of operation. There's no doubt about it. We've had some ourselves. These are different kinds of war, and they're not like World War II. And in circumstances like this, you're dealing with small units in complex political military settings. And once you get involved, if you reinforce, as the Russians did in Afghanistan, you can end up in problems that are simply overwhelming.
Pentagon officials point out that the Russians tried to occupy and rule Afghanistan. The U.S. plan, on the other hand, would be to send in small, highly trained units for a specific purpose. The comparison would not be Afghanistan under Russian occupation as much as Somalia in the fall of 1993, when U.S. troops went after the warlord Farah Aidid. That mission was ultimately abandoned after 18 U.S. Army Rangers died in an ambush in the streets of the capital, Mogadishu. But Michael O'Hanlon predicts the Osama bin Laden mission would have a better chance of success because U.S. troops would be determined this time to stick it out.
In this case, if we have one bad day, like that October 3rd and 4th firefight in Mogadishu, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep going. We'll adjust our tactics and we'll do better the next time.
Still, a special military operation in Afghanistan would face enormous challenges. The top one, military leaders say, would be to get up-to-the-minute, on-the-ground intelligence about where exactly bin Laden is and what he's doing. The people who can best provide that information are Afghans themselves. Barnett Rubin, an Afghanistan expert at New York University, says U.S. troops can get that kind of intelligence as long as they approach their military mission with good political sense.
People didn't sign up in the Taliban to destroy Afghanistan defending Osama bin Laden. That's not what the Taliban was about. However, if the United States appears to be making a foreign attack against Afghanistan, then there will be a kind of patriotic reaction, even on the part of people who are not necessarily allies of bin Laden or even the Taliban. And that's where we could get in trouble.
U.S. military commanders understand the difficulties surrounding their new counterterrorism mission. For that reason, says a senior Pentagon official, planning is proceeding slowly and carefully. Tom Jolton, NPR News, Washington.